Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the right fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third, the left fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Don Bosch. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second, the second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al McBean. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBean. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Wills steals second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with McBean covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Pagan moves to second. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bosch moves to second. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente strikes out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to third. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosch for the out. Grote moves to third. Lynns moves to second. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from May to Pagan. The throw back to home, and Grote is out at the plate. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean is 0 for 1 in the game. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harrelson. May moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. McBean moves to second. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky bunts towards the right side of the infield. Alley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harrelson moves to third. Jones moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. Harrelson scores. Jones moves to third. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Cranepool moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynns hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Grote moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Mets. Bill Henry now pitching. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bosch hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente is called out on strikes. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaver hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb pinch hits for Bill Henry. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Luke Walker now pitching. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Art Shamsky. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Charles. The throw from May and he is safe. Charles steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagan juggles the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bosch is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynch moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Seaver moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.